This is Rabbi Mordechai Sussman about Rabbi Aaron. Could you tell me when you first learned about Rabbi Aaron Kotler?
I started there approximately 52 years ago.
Where'd you come from?
I came from Yeshiva Rabbeinu Yaakov Yosef.
Who was the Rabbi?
I graduated high school there.
The
last Rabbi was Rabbi Gunga Mendel Kravitz, who was a Tkletzke Talmud of the Yeshiva. And there was a Rabbi on the east side, Rabbi Kalman Abram Goldberg, who was a Rabbi in a little shul, Das Yisroel, where I, my father, my Zayna Zichroinim Ruchatabt, on Shabbosim.
So he was also a Talmud of Rabbi?
No, he was the older person. He was in the Vardika Talmud. But he sat to learn Kseida. Now, it came out that later years I found out that my mother, Zichroinu Levocha, spoke to Rav Goldberg to see that I remained in the yeshiva after high school.
So your mother really was most important.
What?
Your mother was very important in this process.
Right.
Because a lot of parents at that time didn't want they should go to yeshiva.
Right. Well, my grandfather, that means his father, her father, lived in the same house with us, not the same apartment, one door, one apartment next to the other, and he was a Gvaldiga Masmit. He had a hardware store around the corner, and between one customer and another.
What was his name?
Simcha Moshe Lutzenberg.
Lutzenberg. Lutzenberg. Like Lutz. It's like shining, Lutz.
What?
Yeah, okay. I wanted to make sure I pronounce it right.
I don't know much about him.
Yeah.
But what I do know is that between one customer and another, he would have a Gemara, a Mishnayos, or a Medrash to learn. And most of the day of Shabbos, he spent learning Torah. And there were a few hours that my father, Zichrono Berachah, would walk into his apartment, and they would learn together until Mincha time, Shabbos. That's one thing I know about him. The other thing I knew about him was, I reminded myself, his yard site was Simchas Torah. And for years, they told me that during Hakofis, he would cry. Nobody knew why, until he was Niftas Simchas Torah.
So you think that's the reason why he was crying during Hakofis?
I just told you what people said.
Yeah.
Besides that, I know the last thing, he was in the hospital, I think in the east side, Covenier Hospital, before he was Niftar. My uncle Zichrono Berachah was there at the time. And the last thing that my grandfather Zichrono Berachah asked for were a pair of tzitzis to put on. And my uncle gave him the pair of tzitzis, and shortly after that he was lifter. Anyway.
Now these are influences.
What?
These how you were influenced to go to Lakewood, these factors.
Yeah, that could be. But my main thing was that Rav Goldberg wanted very much, I mean, that's all I knew, that he wanted me to go to Lakewood. I didn't know what was behind it. So one night after graduating high school, he lived on the East Broadway.
Yeah.
Well, we lived on Broom Street, about 7-8 long blocks away from him. He walked to our house, which he never did, and he knocked on the door and said he has an appointment for me by the Rosh Yeshiva that night.
With Rabbi Aaron.
What?
With Rabbi Aaron.
Right.
And where, in Borough Park?
No, he lived at the hotel on the west side. I told him I'm not prepared to go visit Odom Gottel at that time.
Did you see Rabbi Aaron before that?
He came to Yaakov Yosef to speak. But we had very little shaykhs to outside people. Even to the Moshe Feinstein, who had a yeshiva right around the corner.
Yeah.
We had little shaykhs. That was the matzah at that time, that whoever was in his yeshiva was here. Not like today where you can know everybody and travel to everyone. In any case.
Did you saw him that time when he came?
Yes.
What was the impression when you saw him?
I mean, I saw Adam go speak with Islamists.
He
spoke about Taj Bar at the time.
But it wasn't because they told you they were Adam Gottel, but you saw it yourself.
I mean, I couldn't judge who is what, but I was told that he is, of course. In any case, I didn't want to go to that appointment. Uh-huh. I told that to Rob Goldberg. Mm-hmm. I'm not ready to go some other time, but not then.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Goldberg started arguing with me that he had already made an appointment. It would be an embarrassment
mm-hmm.
and a bazillion not to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to agree.
Yeah.
And I went along with him.
Mm-hmm.
When I came to the yeshiva, the yeshiva was sitting by a table or a desk.
Yeah.
And he told me to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I sat down, he told me, Zok Tepes.
Yeah.
I should say, that's hard.
So did you have something ready?
I didn't have anything ready, except that we were learning, I believe, in the dorm at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't ready to speak.
Mm-hmm.
He saw that.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to make me feel at ease.
Mm-hmm.
So he took off his hat
mm-hmm.
and put on his big yarmulke.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first step.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't help much.
Mm-hmm.
Then he opened up his kapata, opened it up, just showed me his long talus cotton, which was outside.
Mm-hmm.
Still didn't help.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing that he did was also very surprising. He picked up his knees to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And he said, Mortha, Sogepas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that already broke the ice.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to speak and learn with him.
Mm-hmm.
After a while, I don't know if I made a good impression, not a good impression, but after a while, Rav Goldberg came over to the yeshiva
mm-hmm.
and said he would like to talk to him privately.
Mm-hmm.
So I went into the next room and I heard him talking.
Mm-hmm.
After that, a few minutes went by, and Rav Goldberg called me back into the room,
mm-hmm.
and the yeshiva said to me, Ken's coming.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So
that was it. Now, what actually took place between Rav Goldberg and the yeshiva, I first found out later.
Yeah.
What took place was, we lived on the east side.
Yeah.
My father, Chana Racha, I didn't know it then, but later I found out more about him. He was a tzaddik nister.
Uh-huh.
He did a lot of chassodim with people.
Mm-hmm.
He used to collect money and give it to poor people.
Mm-hmm.
He would bring, in the morning when we would go to David, Bismedesh HaGodel, the shul at the New Folk Street.
That's
the
Rav.
At that time, I think it was Rav Fleischer's shul.
It wasn't the one.
Rav Fleischer, and after it was Rav Usher.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Don't remember
Norfolk
which
Rav. Norfolk Street.
What?
Norfolk Street.
I don't remember which Rav it was.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But in any case, my father would bring for the real Tzarissin of Armalite
mm-hmm.
that stayed in the shul,
mm-hmm.
he brought them every morning rolls and coffee,
mm-hmm.
which my mother prepared for them,
mm-hmm.
that they should have what to eat.
Mm-hmm.
One time, I was told later, one of these poor Tzarissin of Armalite, like you call them,
yeah.
today you call them homeless, but it's more
yeah.
than that, came over to my father, called him to the side, and asked him, do me a favor, bring me a set of clothing, underwear, a shirt, socks.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't changed my clothing for months,
mm-hmm.
and there are lice that are biting away at me.
Mm-hmm.
It bothers me very much.
Mm-hmm.
He thought that my father would go home. We lived about 5 blocks away from the shul. He thought probably that my father would go home. It seemed that father did not have the time to do it, so he went into the base bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and behind closed doors, took off his shirt, underwear, socks, and whatever he was able to give away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he gave away to that man.
Mm-hmm.
And walked home with a coat and a jacket and pants and shoes.
Yeah.
But whatever he was able to give away to that person, that's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that Rav Goldberg somehow found out about that mice.
Uh-huh.
And that's what he told to the yeshiva.
Wow.
So the yeshiva said, just those few words, Azun Zayid Tamar Haban Yeshiva.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what that my fahar was worse, but that's how I got in shame.
Mm-hmm.
So the two things were impressive.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that he tried to make me feel very much at ease
mm-hmm.
by even raising his feet to the desk,
mm-hmm.
which I never saw anybody do.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing, that he accepted that thing,
mm-hmm.
that story, which someone called the entrance exam.
That was the entrance exam.
That was the entrance exam.
Mm-hmm. Did you've told the story over before.
It was written in a book.
Uh-huh.
There's somebody, Rabbi Weiss, who gives out books, something of essence of greatness.
Yeah, I've seen them.
He wrote that myself.
They put your name in it?
Put my name in it.
Uh-huh.
So that's the story.
Okay, you got more than that, I'm sure.
Okay, but the rest This was, Sri was very kind to me in Lakewood. Mm-hmm. I was one of the youngest Talmidim at the time.
What year was that again?
Probably 1950.
1950, it was early time.
I was about 17, 18 at the time.
So how were the shiurim in Lakewood the setup?
Well, then I told you to ask other people. Anyway, I got a harusa. I learned some harusas. Mm-hmm. I had a chance to speak to a shiva.
Who are your harusas?
The first harusa was Moshe Hirsch, who lives now in Israel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean Moshe Hill Hirsch?
No.
Oh, Moshe Hirsch, okay, yeah, okay, the other one.
Yeah,
the guy.
But then he was a live warrior in his
year. Yeah, heard.
And he learned with me. Mm-hmm. And then I think that's my Usler with Rabbi Avram Kamenetsky.
Avram Kamenetsky, okay, yeah, I spoke that.
In any case, Baruch Hashem went through well, and I used to try to walk to the yeshiva, to talk to the yeshiva learning.
Yeah.
But I knew I couldn't talk too much, so I used to prepare kasha, mm-hmm. or tariffs or avort, mm-hmm. and when the yeshiva walked from the Beis Medrash on Forest Avenue, mm-hmm. to the other building,
yeah.
which is the 6th Street, mm-hmm. the old building,
yeah.
that's when I tried to get a chance to walk along with him.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time he was very given over to what I had to say, and I appreciated it very much.
Did he ever get angry at you?
No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I know what you're asking.
Yeah.
Baruch Hashem, not. And Mr. he judged me by the way he did.
Now, some people said that they told me they got angry. That was some of their complaints. They said, I've been waiting here for years to get it. He should get angry at me.
Mm-hmm. That could be.
I felt it as a miler.
Yeah, there were such people like that.
Yeah.
Okay, that was it.
That's it. Anything else that you remember?
Huh?
Anything else that you remember?
Oh, that's a thing good enough.
It's good enough.
And,
I have Kesef, like Yisba Kesef.
Okay, very good. Okay, Shep. So.